USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The special grand jury in the Fulton County election interference case released Friday a report that shows the grand jury recommended indictments against 39 people, but DA Fannie Willis ended up only charging 19 people under the state's racketeering law used for prosecuting organized crime. Some of those grand jurors recommended an indictment against South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who says he doesn't regret the actions he took to investigate the 2020 presidential election in certain states like Georgia.
I wouldn't change anything I did because I owe it to the people of this state and really the country at large to figure out. Accusations are being made, they're flying, just to sit by and do nothing, which a lot of people on the left would like us all to do, just shut up and be quiet.
The IRS is cracking down on millionaires that owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. The agency announcing it's launching an initiative funded by the Inflation Reduction Act to increase auditing on large businesses and the wealthy. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is announcing charges against former police officer Mark Dial for the fatal shooting of 27-year-old Eddie Izzari last month. Dial and another officer were pursuing Izzari when Dial shot Izzari through the driver's side window after his vehicle came to a stop. Krasner confirms he showed the video of the shooting to Azari's family, and the family said they don't want people to get violent in response.
They do not want any criminal unrest. They do not want any rioting. They do not want any looting. They do not want anyone to claim that what this video depicts or the nature of the case or the event itself justifies any criminal behavior.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As gas prices continue to rise across the country, Republicans say President Biden is doing something that will not make us energy independent.
The Biden administration announced that he will cancel President Trump's oil drilling leases in Alaska. The Department of the Interior canceled all existing oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And Biden wants more government regulations for the National Petroleum Reserve. Biden promised during the 2020 campaign that he would look to prevent oil drilling in some Alaskan areas if elected. I'm Lance Pry.
It's a solemn day across the pond.
96 gun salutes echoed across the UK, one for each of the years that the late Queen Elizabeth lived. Today marking 1 year since her passing, Balmoral Castle, a place she often called her favorite, held a memorial for Elizabeth.
A life lived in the service of others is a rare jewel. It is a jewel that Her Late Majesty the Queen wore as a crown.
People from all over are visiting the castle today to remember their late queen and feel closer to her. I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden will spend his weekend in India for the G20 summit, the president holding bilateral meetings on Friday with India's prime minister. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.